The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.
A bottle of olive oil is a beautiful thing to behold. Just think of the miracle of it. This small, seemingly inedible fruit, through careful cultivation and harvesting and laborious process, makes an oil that has the properties both luminous and flavor-filled. The range of flavor is wide, from pale and mild to verdant and intense. Many of the chefs and cookbook authors that teach at HGS Home Chef have their own take on how to use olive oil to its best advantage, and I've been lucky to learn at their side. Because of its distinct flavor, most only use olive oil when the dish requires that particular note. There are oils that are basically flavorless, such as canola or grapeseed oil, and they are perfect when you don't want any flavor coming from the oil itself. But I tend to use olive oil on just about anything. I love it in the quick vinaigrettes I make at home, and I often use it to sauté vegetables that I may use as a side or on top of pasta. Recently, Justin Chappell, the culinary editor of Food & Wine magazine, came to teach at HGS Home Chef, and he created an astonishingly good potato salad loaded with herbs and plenty of olive oil. Boy, was that delicious. He also created a poached chicken breast sliced and smothered in olive oil. This was the perfect summer recipe because it used lots of fresh herbs and is best when made the day before to be served room temperature. Basically, you poach bone-in, skin-on chicken breast, testing the thick part with your instant read thermometer to make sure that they are fully cooked. After cooling, you remove the skin and bone and slice them crosswise in 1-inch strips. Then you chop tons of fresh herbs and mix them in a good amount of olive oil. Put the sliced chicken in a shallow serving dish and immerse it all in the herb-olive oil mixture, then cover and refrigerate. Make sure every piece of chicken is in contact with the herbed oil. It is as if you are marinating the chicken after it was cooked. Remove it from the fridge about an hour before serving so the oil is not congealed and the dish is room temp. This is the perfect picnic food. What olive oil isn't good for is high heat cooking. Unlike many of the plainer oils, olive oil can smoke and burn when the heat is high. You want to avoid that. Not only does it destroy the delicate flavor, it actually isn't good for you. So medium heat cooking is the key. Olive oil can also be great for selected baking. A classic olive oil cake is the perfect example. I sometimes even use mild versions of olive oil in cornbread. Occasionally, when making waffles, I will exchange the regular oil with an orange-infused olive oil, and the results have been delicious. The orange essence gives the waffles a surprising aroma, which is delectable with maple syrup and fresh fruit. If you don't use olive oil a lot, make sure that what you have isn't standing around forever, because it's always best when used within a few months after opening. I don't have that problem in my house, though, because we practically have the stuff on tap. This is Matthew White from Hillsdale General Store Home Chef with The Taste of Things.
The Taste of Things, presented by HGS Home Chef. Hudson Valley, Berkshire area cooks and food lovers of all levels know HGS Home Chef in Hillsdale, New York. The HGS stands for Hillsdale General Store, the mother company in Hillsdale, located right across the street, which is a source for home goods and gifts. More information, hillsdalegeneralstore.com/home-chef.